This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. lawmakers are continuing the Electoral College proceedings at this hour, hours after pro-Trump protesters stormed the Capitol building, forcing lawmakers to seek shelter, interrupting challenges to Joe Biden's Electoral College victory. Since the proceedings resumed, the House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to reject an objection to President-elect Biden's win in Arizona, joining the Senate in upholding the results of the election there. Earlier, pro-Trump supporters rushed the Capitol. One woman was shot and killed. The circumstances of the shooting are being investigated. President Trump stirred up the protesters at an earlier rally near the White House and later released a video on Twitter saying he loved them and urged them to go home, but not before the followers wreaked havoc at the Capitol. Washington's mayor declared a curfew until 6 a.m. tomorrow, Thursday morning, and police and riot gear moved in, moving the demonstrators away from the Capitol. President-elect Joe Biden condemned the protesters storming the Capitol, calling the action an assault on the most sacred of American undertakings, the doings of the people's business. Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will be sworn in to office on January the 20th. World leaders expressed shock and condemned the chaos on the Capitol as a pro-Trump riot breached the U.S. Capitol building today. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson described the scenes at the U.S. Congress as disgraceful. Johnson said the United States stands for democracy around the world and it now vital that there should be a peaceful and orderly transfer of power. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is